catch every pass, every tackle, and every heart-pounding play. Score all the action with Vivid Seats and get tickets you can count on. Hit the banner to get your tickets and start earning rewards today. Vivid Seats. Get tickets now.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
I've been trying to come up with an axiom that denotes this concept that I'm finding to be universal. And I just can't get the flow right, but let me describe it. Maybe you guys can leave some suggestions in the comments to how we can make this a Salcedo Show axiom. Let me give an example. One of the axioms that we have is that they can't hurt us if they don't have our money. That's a Salcedo Show axiom. That is leftists, big government. So let me describe to you what I'm trying to condense into an axiom. Every single minority group that is out there, whether it be blacks, Hispanics, gays, women, the Democrat Party will use those groups as a mechanism to garner more power. And then they'll chew that group up and spit it out when they're done with it. When they're no longer politically useful for them, that's what they will do. And it's universal. Right now, the trans movement is the flavor of the day, right? So what happens to a past minority group that the Democrats claimed to represent? Women, right? The Democrats claim themselves to be the party of women. Oh, but not anymore. See, what's going on now is because the Democrats need another divisive issue. They've come in and said, screw women. We're now trans. We're now the party of trans people. And we're going to allow men to come in and disadvantage women. We're going to say the best woman for the job is now a man, a biological male. And we've seen this play out over and over and over again. The axiom I'm trying to put into place would reflect this natural outflow, this natural outcome from being a leftist. Left-wingers thrive on division, so they find aggrieved people that they can use a kernel of truth they might be aggrieved, and they blow it up into some massive, massive campaign, which then invariably puts at disadvantage past groups they've done the same thing for. For example, their promotion of illegal immigration. Illegal aliens now supplant the black community. Gays supplanted the black community for a while. A radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorist supplanted everybody. Remember after 9/11, the Democrats couldn't wait. Tripped all over themselves to stand up for radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists because they did damage to America. Remember? Now, it is the trans movement, which, by the way, real trans people, people with gender dysphoria, are a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of our population. So the Democrats, in an effort to make some sort of political constituency out of this, have lumped in these transvestites in with transgenders, which again, completely different. Transvestites are freaks, right? like, for example, Leah Thomas, the swimmer, other people are out there. There's this Ollie London, who's on Twitter. He has been on fire. And I think if memory serves, Ollie is gay, but he's scratching his head at this promotion of trans out there. And he's constantly putting out these trans videos. There's one dude, he's bald, right? It starts out zoomed in on this guy's legs, and he's wearing high heels. Absolutely insane. And a skirt. He's this big ass bald white guy wearing high heels and a skirt and parading around. It's the funniest damn thing I've ever seen. But according to the new sick orthodoxy being pushed by socialists and Marxists, that man should now be called a woman because he wants to identify as a woman. And remember how I told you that the Democrats always screw over the minorities that they've exploited in the past? Well, oddly enough, we might find some defense from all of this nonsense. The women might find some defense from the black community and the black churches. The Hodge twins found this. Listen.
Came across this black preacher.
What is a woman?
What is a woman?
It's your mama. It sure ain't your daddy.
That's right. Go ahead.
President Biden joining in on the conversation.
We didn't know what a woman is.
A woman is your mama.
That's right.
You mean to tell me you passed 80 and you don't know that your mama and your wife is a woman? They keep trying to shove this trash on Africa.
Right.
And African presidents, one by one, is standing up against it.
That's what the black church used to be.
Yeah, that was the Hodge twins. That's what the black church used to be. And it may, folks, I don't think the black community, the Latino community, the other minority groups, the Democrats are all choosing to tick off women, that they're choosing to tick off in service to this trans agenda. I think they may have bitten off more than they can chew. Maybe I ought to rephrase that. Sorry, folks. I'm going to talk to one of these warriors, Riley Gaines. Remember her? She was in Texas here recently, and I caught up with her while she was in Texas because she, not these so-called feminists, she is the one carrying the mantle for fairness for women. That's next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile. They have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network. They have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, on the phone with me now, Riley Gaines, just graduated from the University of Kentucky, where she was top-ranked swimmer, multiple championships under her belt. Then she was forced to compete with a biological male. She has been a vocal supporter of women's rights in sports ever since. Ms. Gaines, it's great to meet you.
Well, I am so glad to be on. So thank you very much for having me.
Now, I want to tell you, or I want to ask you why you're in Texas. But before we get to all of that, let's talk about what you've been up to since you've taken up this mantle. I have watched from afar, and I've actually been horrified at the lengths that my political opponents, the left, have gone to silence you. Let me just ask you this question about the left's contention that they are the party, the Democrats are supposed to be the party of women. Has that been your experience?
Oh my gosh, no. They very clearly have sent a message to every girl and every woman. And that message that they're sending daily is that we don't matter, is that our safety, our privacy, our equal opportunities, our dignity, our feelings, that doesn't matter. What matters to them, even if it means we've become, and actually it certainly has become this way, even if it means we're collateral damage in the process, by all means, they are dedicated to protecting the feelings and the identity of a male at the expense of our own. And that's been consistent, what I've seen this past year at the state level, at the federal level. It is Democrats who are getting in the way. Again, this issue really shouldn't even be political. And I think among the general public, it's really not. But of course, how you see politicians voting, it's Democrats who are getting in the way of protecting sex-based rights for both sexes, but in particularly affecting women.
Even Caitlyn Jenner, we call him transgender. Transgender is on record saying, hey, it's wrong to have biological males competing in female sports. I mean, we went through years and years and years, Title IX and all of this stuff to make sure that women had an equal opportunity to excel in sports and to earn scholarships and to earn to be on a level playing field with males. And then you've got the left wing who, by the way, you're going to find they do this with every issue they claim to care about. They chew up people and they spit them out when they're done with them. And I think they've done that with women. And the idea that we're going to turn back decades of work to make sure that women had equal opportunity in this country just so Democrats can get a political advantage, it seems a little odd to me. You?
Isn't that the definition of misogyny? That they're putting on full display. Again, we as women and trans individuals, quite frankly, have become pawns in this game of personal advancement, in this game of what I've noticed, of course, is it's about money. Whether that's the clinics that are providing these, and I hate the word gender affirming care, because that's not what it is, but these clinics who are providing these hormonal and medical procedures, whether that's the NCAA, who's terrified of being sued or losing out on public funding, same thing with the institutions, same thing in corporate America, same thing even in churches. It's about advancement and it's about money, unfortunately, and they're willing to throw their moral compass entirely out of the window if it means they don't hurt their pockets.
Riley Gaines, our guest right now, folks, top-ranked swimmer, multiple championships under her belt, and she has been sounding the alarm about the level of unfairness that has been leveled, I would rationalize, by the American left at women, in particular in collegiate sports. You say it's about money, and I think there's a good deal of truth to that. But as I'm looking at the landscape, the idea that they're afraid of getting sued, I think they fear more the political left than they do the wrath of women. See, and I'm a man, and for me, that's just not very wise to fear the political left. I fear the wrath of women in my life more than I fear the political left. Do you think they're making a miscalculation?
Definitely. I think they've undermined, first and foremost, the power of the silent minority, right? And it's because we've been silent for so long that the silent majority, this now radical minority has appeared. And of course, they're very loud and it's causing the left to cave. But I think more and more people from the silent majority are starting to have their eyes opened and realize that we're catering to such a small percentage of the population. where is the discrepancy? How is this happening? So people are becoming more loud. They're becoming bolder. And the Democrats have no other option than to double down on their original stance they've taken, because they don't want to seem wishy-washy. But they're going to learn very quickly that they've discounted entirely, one, how the general public feels, and two, to your point, and I know this just as well as you do, there's nothing scarier than a mad mama bear. And what we're seeing happen is the government, and again, the education system, and different factors get in between a parent and their child. And there's, as I said, I would not take the side of political correctness, shall we say, if it meant that a mad mama bear was coming after me.
Riley Gaines is in Texas, and I'm going to tell you why she's here in a minute, folks. But on the women's rights advocates that we have been treated to, the militant women's rights advocates, they've disappeared. I mean, Riley, I think that if somebody was going to point to the face of women's rights in the United States of America right now, it's not a Democrat. It's not some of these so-called feminists. It's you. And if have you ever sat there and wondered, hey, where did all these feminists go who say they've been in this fight when you were out there literally taking the slings and arrows from left-wing, angry, violent mobs? Have you ever wondered to yourself, where the hell are these people?
Of course. And I still continue to wonder it, because there's still not a good answer. I think, of course, this feminist population, right? It's gone one of three ways. One, which seems to be the smallest percentage, they're sticking to the original intent of what feminists were created to, I guess, uphold and celebrate. And that's women, real women. Secondly, which I think seems to be the largest percent of the population, they're remaining totally silent. Or third, they're undermining everything they once fought for. And this is where you have the likes of Megan Rapinoe. Mm-hmm. And don't even get me started on Billie Jean King. these women who once were feminists and now are actively fighting for male inclusion in women's spaces. But this is really stemming from the top, right? Even we've mentioned several times the left and different things, but even the Biden administration, I mean, the people in the White House leading this country, the press secretary even, oh my goodness, the other day she was presented with a question surrounding men and women's sports. And, you know, the reporter says, okay, well, what about the concern of safety in physical contact sports, which is a very legitimate concern. Mm-hmm. Again, nothing hateful about how he asked it, nothing even opinionated. He simply said, what about their young girl's safety? And the press secretary looked at him and said, well, that comment is assuming that trans individuals are dangerous, and therefore what you just said is extremely transphobic.
Oh, dear Lord.
So the tippy top of the people leading this country are willing to totally shout someone down for asking questions.
Well, not only that, but you ignore the science and reality. To take the position that many of the left have taken about trans males participating in female sports, they fail to recognize the science of stronger bodies, bigger builds that can be very much a detriment. And we've seen this in other sports as well. There's one that's very popular. You've probably seen it across the internet, where a transgendered male fighter is fighting with a female. He lays her out in one shot because he has a bigger muscle mass and is able to exert a lot more power in his punches. And that, of course, is a danger to the female, which the other side doesn't even want to acknowledge. And that leads me to my final question on just your advocacy and where you are. As you know, crime in this country is off the charts. And we've got a movement in the country that wants to disarm our people and not be able to protect themselves or their families. And the great equalizer for women has been the firearm. When a bigger opponent comes at you and tries to take advantage of you and harm you in some way, that firearm levels the playing field. Yet there are some, mostly on the left, I would say, actually the majority on the left, that want to take that ability of women to defend themselves against physically superior opponents. Have you thought about that at all?
I guess my response to that is is try it. try that. I can tell you, being from Tennessee, where this is a state where there's more guns than there are people, that would not go over very well. I actually just bought this morning, so it's funny you mentioned, a big 64 gun safe for my new house. That would not fly with me. I am very fortunate to have had a family that teaches me how to defend myself and really defend others, right? It's this idea, and it's so crazy. We've seen the New Mexico governor talk about it. This idea of taking guns away or limiting access or whatever that looks like. Do they not think that the bad guys will continue to get guns?
Yeah.
It's going to be the good guys who they're taking the guns away from. And that's a scary thought. And the New Mexico governor admitted this. She said, I know this isn't going to stop criminals, but I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. She says it's not going to stop criminals, but she's willing to sacrifice your life on her ideals. Isn't that big of her? And that's what
noble.
Yeah, exactly. So many Democrats are willing to sacrifice girls' futures, young ladies' futures, women's futures for their own politics, and even sacrifice their lives for their politics. And that's why we conservatives oppose those people. Now, you're in Texas, Riley, for the Texas Faith, Family, and Freedom Forum. It's the largest event of its kind in Texas, and they've been going strong here for 6 years. It's happening this weekend, September 15th to the 16th. And by the way, I think it's Great Hills Baptist Church in Austin is where they're going to be having this. What attracted you to come to Texas and spread your message here?
So I have been in Texas a ton this past year, which has been, of course, huge. Texas, and I think majority of people know this, Texas is monumental for so many, legislatively, for so many other states. You guys are a leader. And so I've been involved. I've been working really closely alongside Representative Valerie Swanson, Senator Mays Middleton, of course, Governor Abbott. There have been a lot of behind the scenes conversations and different things about legislation that would ultimately protect women and really preserve reality and the truth. So it almost feels, a few months ago, he had a ceremonial signing for the Save Women Sports Act, and it felt like, I guess, and to put it into sports lingo, it felt like all that hard work had paid off. It was like a big championship season win. And so being on the ground in Texas to talk about it, all of the different moving pieces, really exciting stuff. And Texas is particularly important to me because Thomas, formerly Will Thomas, now goes by the name of Leah Thomas,
mm-hmm.
Who is the male that we were forced to compete against, is from Texas. He's from the area. And so just continuing really to spread awareness and advocate for really more people to get involved, to not shy away from the conversations like we tend to do.
Well, you know, as a daddy of daughters, I have been saying this to my daughters and to my wife and admiring your actions from afar. So very proud of you. I know your dad and your family is equally as proud or even more so, but you've been doing great work. And thank you very much for not sitting on the sidelines, if I can carry out the sports analogy, sitting on the sidelines, and you're actually doing what the Democrats won't do. You're actually fighting for women. Riley Gaines, thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. If you want to track down all the fallout from what happened with the Paxton impeachment hoax, make sure you go to TexasScorecard.com. That's where you'll find all the latest and greatest as the turncoat so-called Republican leaders in the Texas House get what they earned, the ire of the voters of Texas. Also, pay a visit to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me and all of our social media hookups from X all the way to Truth Social. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, a top 10 university for online bachelor's programs. Tap to learn more or visit us at asuonline.asu.edu. Some people take the straight path in life, but at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.